What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I am your host, Caleb. We've got a pretty large Wednesday slate to roll through today. Let's get into the recap of yesterday. Let's waste no time. Yesterday was bad, bro. Yesterday was bad. I didn't like a ton. I think my favorite spread we talked about was Lakers, which cast. But, I mean, even that shit went into overtime. So, you know, could have easily been on the wrong side of it. I did like B.I. I thought the usage was going to go up. I thought he was due for a big game. I thought the line was decently low, lower than I think it will be in a couple weeks. And I thought it was a good time to buy. And it sucks because the second one I turned on was the second one I did the PRA initially, and then I went to points. And I thought about assists for a while. I mean, you guys heard me talk about it on the show. I want points, and he would have smashed the assist. So Kame, I believe he had 17, 9, and 4, which is 30. Or it may have been 16. It may have been 16, but 16, 9, and 4, which is, you know, 1 or 2 points short. And then obviously the points was a good bit short. And he shot, he got the shots that I wanted. Honestly, he got plenty of good shots. He's just not in that full BI rhythm that I think he will be here soon. It's coming. It just wasn't last night. Yeah, 5 of 17. So, you know, he hits a couple more shots. The outcome's a little different. Misses a free throw, 1 of 4 from three. But, you know, I don't come into that one like, oh, I got screwed. Like that was a bet that could have gone either way and didn't go our way. So we live and we learn. And let's get right. Let's get right today. We got a bunch of games today. I'm sure we can find some winners. But it brings us to 170, 154, up 1.5 units. And it's just here we go again, man. The normal up and downs of a season. All right. We go to the Blazers and the Grizzlies. This is a really, really interesting and fun game. The Grizzlies are still going to be missing Steven Adams. And I think Desmond Bane is questionable. We don't know for sure. But I think Desmond is straight up 50-50. First off, just in terms of props, if Desmond Bane sits again, you know, I do think looking at Jaren Jackson points is a decent look. 17.5. He'll have either Nurk or Jeremy Grant on him to start. Both of those are mismatches. And his scoring has ticked up significantly since one Steven Adams has been out. But I think it's like double XP when Bane sits as well. So I like that. PRA, Brandon Clark has struggled, was in foul trouble last game and then went, I think, slightly under the game before. But he should get there today. I would expect he gets there today. It's not up for me yet, but that is something I'll definitely look at. In terms of the spread, I like the Grizzlies today. This line implies about a 2.5-point difference. And obviously, yes, Bane and Steven Adams being out makes this team, this Grizzlies team, worse. It does. But I still think at home, this is a Grizzlies team that is very, very difficult to beat. And they still, I mean, they won last game by 12. Really frustrating because we had them in the first quarter. And then they were down like 15 at half and absolutely blasted the Pacers in the second quarter to kind of cover the spread. I don't know. This one's tough, man. I don't think, like, I'm not very impressed with this Blazers team. And you look at this most recent homestand that they had. They go 3-3, right? They lose to the Sixers. They lose to the Lakers. They beat the Spurs. They beat the Jazz. They lose to the Raptors. Beat the Hawks. They beat, like, of all the good teams they played, they lost to almost every above-average team. They beat the Jazz, which is a cool win, sure. And then they beat the Hawks, but that was without Trae Young. And then you got Nurk and Hart back. And yes, Nurk and Hart are going to play today, but, like, I don't know. I just don't necessarily trust this Blazers team on the road. You look in January, let's look at their road games. They were in Minnesota, they lost. They were in Indiana, they lost. Neither of those games they covered. They were in Toronto, they lost, didn't cover. In Denver, lost, didn't cover. Right, so they did not cover a single road game in January. They didn't win a single road game in January, let alone cover a road game. Granted, they were mostly at home, but they hit the road here against literally, I if they're not the best home team in the league, they're one of them, right, in the Grizzlies. So you're only giving them 2.5, man. I do like the Grizzlies in this one. With or without Bane, I think they probably get this one done. Let's see what the Grizzlies are as a home team this year. ATS 15-8 ATS as a home team, man. Portland's, let's look at what Portland is as a road team. I don't think it's going to be terrible for the Blazers, but it's not going to be like good. Yeah. 12-13, so it's nothing crazy, but recently it hasn't been as good. Yeah, I like the Grizzlies here today. I think they get it done. I do. But I haven't locked it in yet. The only thing is, you know, I mean, it's not a standalone thing, but everyone's on the Grizzlies today. 81% of the bets are on the Grizzlies. They're the popular side, which, again, does not mean they won't win today or cover today, but, you know, makes me think. Because the line hasn't moved. All right, Magic and Sixers. Magic just heading right back into Philly. 9.5-point dogs. They came into that game. They played on Monday. And they came into that game really sluggish. They just couldn't get the offense going. They were down like 14 at the end of the first. Cut in a little bit at half. And then the second half, they just took off. Hit the Sixers with way more energy. Just playing great basketball. Paolo got going. Markel was feeding guys. Gary Harris was hooping. Jalen Suggs' defense is just so underrated. And we've talked about it time and time again. This may be the most, besides the Thunder, the most talked about team on this pod is the Orlando Magic. So for me, I'd lean the Magic again. I don't know that I'm going to play them because I don't like these back-to-back sets where I feel like the basketball doesn't necessarily go out the window, but it's like the mental side of things that go into this game do have an effect on this. I mean, you saw last game, right? The Timberwolves handily beat the Kings in game one. They come in for game two, and the Timberwolves had been playing better basketball. Timberwolves were +1, implying they were 4 points worse, and they lost that game. So it's just really hard. Trust me, it happens. It does happen. But when two teams match up in the same exact arena two nights in a row, I don't generally like betting on the team that won that first game. I feel like if there were to be a spot to do it, though, it's today, because it's 9.5, right? The Sixers can still get their quote revenge and you know, not win by 10 plus. But the Sixers team is nasty, man. This Sixers team has been red hot for really over a month now. And as a home team, we talk about Memphis as a home team, Philly at home this year, 16-10, and that's with obviously a non-cover last game. So I lean Orlando. It's a lot of points for an Orlando team that's playing really good basketball, but I don't know that I'm gonna hop on it today. I don't mind going back to Kel. I don't at all. Just had great energy last game. Absolutely great energy. That being said, it was 20.5 last game. It's bumped up to 22.5 today. So probably gonna stay off that. I like over 5.5 assists, but that is juiced up to the nines. So probably got to stay off. I got to stay off. Let's keep rolling. We got the Nets and the Celtics now. All right, next up, we got the Nets heading into Boston today as 9-point dogs. 9.5 in some spots, really. It's pumping up. I don't know if money's coming in on the Celtics today or whatever that may be, but I make this 8, maybe even 7.5. So I think there's some slight value here on the Nets today. Again, I feel like there's kind of this disconnect right now between what some people may think the Nets are and what they actually are. And I think, you know, you look and they've struggled since KD went down. KD went down in the Miami game, I believe. Or was it the Boston game? Yeah, no, Miami game. And they have won 4 games and lost 6. So you see 4-6 since that. But they've won 4 out of their last 6, right? And you know, after losing the first 4 games. So I think they've figured it out somewhat. Again, you know, they've had some tough losses. But you look, one was against Detroit in a back-to-back with, you know, we were on Detroit in that, and that was a brutal, brutal rest spot for them. And then Philly by 4. So more often than not, they're showing up. And Boston, you know, they're a really good team, right? But they've struggled a little bit since Marcus Smart has went down. When I say struggle, I just mean they're not necessarily as good as they usually have been. But they've lost three of their last four in Orlando, in Miami, at home against the Knicks. And then they even last game goes to double OT with the Lakers. And I know the Lakers have been playing pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know. It just to me, it's getting up there. It's getting up there. This Nets team is battling. They play really, really well together as a team. Kyrie Irving's kind of the head of the snake, but everyone else plays their role. Nick Claxton's been unreal. You know, Royce O'Neal, Seth Curry, Joe Harris, Patty Mills, Cam Thomas, Yuta Watanabe. I think no Ben Simmons hurts a little bit, and obviously no KD hurts. But they have the role players that continue to step up, and I think you see these last two games against the Knicks and Lakers. I think this is going to be a semi-close game. Like, I don't see Boston blowing them out. I mean, Boston, really, since Marcus Smart has gone down, they haven't blown anyone out. Marcus Smart went down in the Toronto game, I believe. And they ended up winning that game by two. But, yeah, since then, 1-4, and their one win was a overtime win against the Lakers, in which they probably should have lost. So, I know Boston's going to get it going here soon, and they probably win today. But nine and a half is probably pushing it, bro. Probably pushing it for me at least. Next game, Kings and Spurs. We got the Spurs as 7.5-point home dogs. I have no interest in this game, man. I was actually on the Spurs in this same spot a couple weeks ago. And they played them tight the first, second, and fourth quarter, but the third quarter, the Kings outscored them by 13. And that was the difference. And you see it, right? Like, the Spurs can kind of score with anyone, but their defense on any given night can give up 140. And you give up 140, it's very, very hard to cover any spread. Kings come in with one of the best offenses in the league. I got the Nuggets as the best offense in the league. But Kings are right up there as one of the most high-powered and prolific offenses in the league. And they should put up, 244 total. They should easily put up 125 or more. I got no interest in this game. I got no. If I'm playing this game, it's the over. I know it's 244. It's high as hell. I'd still play it. All right, next game: Warriors and Timberwolves. This is a great, great matchup. Timberwolves getting 3.5 today. 3 in some spots. I lean the Timberwolves here today for sure. That being said, it's weird for the Warriors being my favorite team and me watching them more than any other team. I'd say I don't necessarily always have the best read on them. And you've seen the last two times I played them, I faded them. Faded them in Boston, and I faded them in OKC. Took L's on both of them. Now, last night, or two nights ago in OKC, I think we could have definitely got that one. It was tied late, and then the Warriors just pulled away and pulled that one out. But I think today's going to be a really, really tough spot. A really, really tough spot. And I think it's important to talk about, like, I understand the Warriors are getting there, right? This is not the same Warriors team from, 2 months ago where they couldn't win a game on the road. Like, the Warriors are – this is a better version of the Warriors. And I think a lot of that starts with Steph Curry is in the best rhythm he's been in all year. He's feeling really good health-wise, I feel like, and just rhythm-wise, you're seeing him best rhythm he's been in all year. But that being said, like, let's not disrespect the Timberwolves and what they've done. And anytime the Warriors come to town, you're going to be up for that game. So the Timberwolves are going to be ready to go today. And they had a really good January, a really, really good January. We started off, let's just recap the whole January. They beat the Nuggets at home by double digits. Then they beat the Blazers by 7. They beat the Clippers at home by 13. They went into Houston, beat them by 8, had a rough down game against Detroit, lost that game, but come right back, beat the Suns at home, beat the Cavs at home, tough L to the Jazz, tough L in Denver by 4. Right there, both those games, beat the Raptors at home, beat the Rockets at home. Then they slip up, lose to the Rockets in Houston. Then go into New Orleans, beat New Orleans, beat the Grizz at home, beat the Kings at home. And then in that second game of a set, they lose to the Kings. So, yes, the Warriors have, somewhat turned a corner. It's still going to be a tight game, I feel like, tonight. I mean, you even go back to last night in OKC. The Warriors played really good basketball. They ended up winning by 8. But even then, the Thunder had every opportunity to cover that 5. And I think today the Timberwolves are just going to have some runs at home where they get going. I think it's going to be a really, really tight game that goes down the wire. I would rather take the 3.5 with the Timberwolves here. This implies about a 6.5-point difference. I would probably get that down to 4, 4.5 at most, right? Like, this Timberwolves team is playing their by far their best basketball of the year as well. So I like the Timberwolves here. I'll probably be on them. It's a little bit scary fading this Warriors team. And you know, I have personally not had success with them, especially fading them lately. But I think this is a Timberwolves spot. Again, the Warriors tend to get a lot of love from the books. And tonight's no different. I like the Timberwolves here tonight. But it could be one of those games where it's a tight game all night and then the Warriors pull away by 4 or 5. So there's obviously some risk in this. I mean, as there is with every bet, but I like the Warriors. Or sorry, I like the Timberwolves. Next game, Thunder and Rockets. I could go no other way than the Thunder here today. The Rockets, I believe, just go. Let me look. It might be the Mavs, actually, at this point. But Rockets got to be up there, yeah. Rockets, second worst team against the spread this year, 19 and 29. Only better than the Mavs, who are 17 and 33. So consistently, and that's the thing too, with the Mavs, it's like, all right, they're a decent team. They just don't cover big spreads. With the Rockets, it's like, okay, they're just a straight up bad team. And despite however much the books give them, knowing they're a bad team, they still don't cover games. Meanwhile, the Thunder are one of the better teams against the spread and are off of a non-cover. So I like the Thunder today. I know, quote, 8 is a lot, especially given that, you know, the Rockets, dude, they haven't played in a minute. I think it's been like since Sunday. So that's on Saturday. Okay, so they had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Let me check what the Rockets are with the rest advantage. Or let's just say with 2 to 3 days off. Like, I can't imagine they're good. Yeah, they're 2-6 with 2 to 3 days off. As the with the rest advantage, they are 4-7. So to me, I don't know that the rest advantage is gonna be enough to get me off this. I like the Thunder. I think they show up and I think they get it done today. I'm sure that's the thing too. I'm sure for a lot of this game, the Rockets will be in it. But sooner or later, they'll hit a point. So I like the Thunder today. It's tough, right? You're getting a team that's under 500 as a road favorite by 5+. But I like them today, man. I think they get it done. All right, where we headed to next? We headed to Utah, where the Jazz are hosting the Toronto Raptors. Raptors a tough read at this point, and honestly, so are the Jazz. The Raptors have been playing hard. The Raptors have absolutely been playing hard. And you look at the last couple games, it kind of gives a good indication of who they are right now in the last four. And that is, in my eyes, a above-average team, but not an elite team. So let's go look at the last four. Hosted the Knicks, beat them by 9. Went into Sacramento, beat them by 18. Went into Golden State, battled, but lost by 12. Went into Portland, won by 18, and then went into Phoenix and lost a tough one. So this is a deep, like, this is a pretty damn good basketball team right now that's playing some of their best basketball. Utah, on the other hand, solid. I still think I have the Raptors as a little bit better, though, right now. They're getting +3. I'd probably get this down to +1.5 for them. I mean, we can go look at the recent Utah games. They played the Clippers. Without anyone, the Clippers rested everyone and they won by 23. Cool. Then they host the Nets. They lose by 11. They host the Hornets, beat them by 18. Go into Portland, lose by 10. And then they host the Mavs without Luka and win by 8. So to me, a lot of these wins have been against subpar teams. And really, anytime they get a team like the quality of the Raptors, they haven't been up for it. So to me, I feel like this line's just a tad bit short. And I'm going to take the Raptors today. I do. I think the Raptors get it done today at +3. And I definitely think they are the side today for me. All right. Yeah. And that's really all I have to say. Like the Raptors, you look at it, they're two losses in they're on this long West Coast road trip, right? There are two losses during this road trip are in Golden State to, again, we talked about this, Golden State team is playing their best basketball of the year. And then especially at home, they're very, very tough, right? They're much better than the Jazz in terms of, you know, where they're at for me. in Sacramento. They beat Sacramento and in Portland. Both of them rolled them, right? I think Sacramento and Portland are both slightly – I mean, if you look at it, right, they just went into Portland and beat them by 18+. The Jazz just went into Portland and lost by 10. And the Blazers didn't have Josh Hart or Nurkic. So I think the Raptors are definitely the side today. I'm very confident in that. I'm going to hit that in a sec. Last game, Hawks and Suns. And I think you get you've been getting this situation for the Hawks really all year, and it's just kind of 50-50 on how it hits, where they are a 1.5-point dog or 1.5-point favorite on the road against a solid team. And that's just kind of been the setup that they've been in lately, and they've won plenty, and then they've lost some of them. We'll go to back to January 14th, where it really seemed like things were kind of turning around, right? Let's just take it all the way back, okay? They're a 1.5-point dog in Sacramento. They won by 3. Then they go into LA. I think they're a 1.5-point favorite, lost by 16. Go back and face the Clippers as a 1.5-point dog, win by 4. Go into Indiana as like a 3-point favorite, win by 2. Go into Toronto as a 7-point dog. This was a big one. Won the game outright. Hosted Miami as a 1-point dog, won the game outright. We were on them there. Went into Dallas as a 1.5-point dog, won the game outright. Hosted the Knicks as a 2.5-point favorite, won the game and covered. Hosted Charlotte and lost outright, clearly didn't cover. Went into Chicago as a 1.5-point favorite, lost. Went into OKC as a 1.5-point dog, won. Hosted the Clippers as a 1.5-point or 2.5-point dog, lost. Went into Portland as a, you know, I think it got up to 3.5 once Trey went out and lost. So it's just they keep getting these lines where they're in between. The books are in between because the talent is really good, but they're not generally getting the most out of it. But on any given night, it can happen. So to me, this is a stay away. I would lean the Suns, but we also don't know what's up with Trey. So, if you get the Suns right here at -1.5 without Trey, that's a good line. That's a good line. That's a plus expected value line. So I like the Suns here today, but it's tight. It's really tight. It's not something that I think is playable for me, but I would lean the Suns here today. But I would not be shocked at all if the Hawks win this by 2 or 3 or, you know, whatever it ends up at. So for me, guys, it's Wolves, it's Thunder, it's Raptors, it's Nets, and I like the Grizz too. There's a lot of spreads out there. Let's hopefully go get this money. I'm going to get these posted up on Twitter in a second. But I love you all, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Let's make some money. It's a nice Wednesday slate. It's a nice Wednesday slate, and I think we're gonna find some money out there today. But if you have any questions, make sure to hit me up on Twitter. I love and appreciate all of you. And let's go have a day, man. Let's go have a day.